If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. Week 17 in the National Football League. And here I am on the Dan Patrick set recording a little earlier than normal, but I've been here in New York all week doing the Dan Patrick show. So just got off the air at noon and boom, first thing I do on here on a Wednesday is the Even Money Podcast with my buddy Steve Fezzik from pregame.com. Check him out on Twitter at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. And you guys have absolutely come to the right place if you like the NFL, if you like gambling on the NFL, and really, if you like making money. How about this, Steve? For week 16, we were both up 6 units. 4 out of the 5 best bets hit. Only Jacksonville disappointed us, as they typically do. Unbelievable, Jaguars. Unbelievable. We would have been perfect on the best bets if it wasn't for the Jaguars. Of course, for the season, you are up 15.6 units, Steve, and I am up a whopping 25 units with one more regular season week to go. What do you think about that?
I'm concerned you're going to give up all your gigs, tell Dan Patrick you can't come in anymore, and just bet for a living. Quite a great showing by you.
Yeah, and can you believe the Jags? I mean, unbelievable. I mean, the Jags, I think, if you look at all my losses this year, I think 4 or 5 of them are probably the Jags.
Very, very disappointing. And, you know, a little trivia also with Dan Patrick is right down the street from me. I think he grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and I went to Fairmont, which is like 3 miles from where I grew up. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, he is from Dayton. That's very good. I knew that for a fact. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, let's win you guys some more money. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Let's start off with Jets at Buffalo. The Jets are -3 with a total of 43. Ross, why don't you start it off?
I like the Jets in a close one. So this is not one that I'm going to wager on. If I would lean one way or the other, I would lean towards the Jets. I just think, doesn't look like, as we record this on Wednesday, LeSean McCoy is going to play. So I think you combine that. I think a lot of these Buffalo players are kind of thinking about going back down south or wherever they're from as soon as this game's over. I would lean towards the Jets, but not enough to put units on it.
And I'm leaning towards Buffalo. I'm going to put a unit on the Bills. My power ratings make the Jets only a 1-point favorite. So you're pricing in 2 for the must-win aspect for the Jets, and I do think, similar to Atlanta, that was their Super Bowl last week, and I think that this is Buffalo's Super Bowl here. I don't trust Rexy, but if I'm getting 3, and what historically has been a really solid home field edge for a team, whenever they've been down, the fans don't give up on them. Buffalo, 1 unit.
Steve, the Tampa Bay Bucs are at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina -10.5. We have a total of 47.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little bit cute with this game. I'm going to play Carolina in the first half, -7. And this is really a theme for week 17. When you've got a team that's got incentive to win, but they don't absolutely have to win, but that they are big favorites, usually they have every incentive to bolt out to a big lead and then maybe even rest some people in the second half, get everyone healthy for the playoffs. I don't want Carolina in the second half when they have a lead and maybe Tampa gets in the back door. First half, -7, 1 unit.
I really think Carolina is going to bounce back in a major way from last week's loss. Tampa has been really, really disappointing me here these last few games, but I can't lay 10.5 points. I would lean Tampa getting the 10.5 points. I think Carolina's, though, probably going to end up winning by more than that. I would lean Tampa, but this is another one I'm going to pass, unfortunately.
Ross, the New England Patriots are -10 at the Miami Dolphins. Total, 47.5.
Right, and see, to me, the number that jumps out here is the total number, 47.5. Miami has been very offensively challenged as of late. I don't see them putting up big numbers in this game. New England still, I don't think Vollmer will play. They've got issues along the offensive line. And I don't think Edelman will play. Who knows about Amendola? So I'm going to go with the under on this one. I'll put two units on under 47.5 for New England, Miami.
And it's funny, as far as multitasking, I love your analysis on this one. I just texted a buddy of mine to go bet the last under 48 on this game. New England's offensive line is in complete shambles here. They just want to get a win and get out as healthy as they can be. I think they grind out a win. I'm going to play Miami plus. I can get 10.5, so I'm going to play plus 10.5 for one unit, and I'm going to play the under with your Ross for two units under 47.5.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, moving on. The Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati minus 7.5, and our total there is 42.5.
Sure. It looks like A.J. McCarron is going to be fine, as Ross predicted. Baltimore circled the wagons and had their all-in game, and now I think they go to Cincinnati, the Queen City, and I don't even know if they are going to stay or arrive for very long. I think Cincinnati is going to pull away from Baltimore. Bengals minus the 7.5, one unit.
Yeah, I really wonder whether or not Baltimore is going to be able to bounce back from how well they played. You know, it just felt like I was there on Sunday. They put so much into that. So you have to ask yourself, is that going to continue, or is there going to be a natural letdown from there? The Bengals looked awesome in the first half against the Broncos. I think they just kind of ran out of steam. I would actually lean in this one, Steve. I would lean Baltimore with a unit, but I don't feel strong enough to pull the trigger on this one, so I'm going to pass.
Ross, what about the New Orleans Saints? They are at the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons minus 4. Our total is 52.5, and that's our highest of the week.
52.5 is just unbelievable. Atlanta really has some momentum now. You know, to win two in a row, especially to beat Carolina, playing at home. I know this. There's some talk about New Orleans and Drew Brees, and they surprised me on Sunday. I don't think they have it in them again. I'm going to put one unit on the Falcons at home.
Hey, you've got both teams playing very well here down the stretch. Atlanta certainly has the momentum. I don't want to lay 4 in this game, though. I'm going to pass.
All right, Steve, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans. Houston minus 6.5, our total 45.5, and I know we've been burned by Jacksonville, so tread lightly.
Yeah, and Houston, I don't know the status of Hoyer. I really need to know if he's going to be able to play. If he played, I would certainly play Houston minus a 6.5. Interesting dynamic where if Houston had any balls, they'd rest everybody, because there's 8 things that have to happen for the Colts to make the playoffs. But you know what? If those 8 things happen, then I'd get fired. So I think it's 3,000-1 that Indy can win the division still. So Houston is a lock there, but they don't know that. They'll come to play. They know it, but they'll still come to play to take care of their own business. I still lean Houston.
Yeah, man, I really don't like giving up 6.5 points. You know, they announced this week that Gus Bradley's coming back in Jacksonville. So, you know, sometimes teams get a little bit of a boost from that, even though they lost. That offense always seems like it's capable of scoring in Jacksonville. I don't know what they'll do against Houston. I'm going to pass. I would lean Houston, not the one I want to bet, over at betdsi.com, which, of course, is the only place I would bet, because it's the only online sports book that I personally signed up for. Because when I talked to my buddy Brian over there, he said, you know what, I'll give your people $10 free over at betdsi.com when they use the code Tucker10 or Draft10. They've been around for 16 years, A+ on most of the sports book review sites. But really, it's mainly about the fact that they give you $10 free. Boom. Tucker10, Draft10 at betdsi.com.
Well, Ross, speaking of 10, the Pittsburgh Steelers are minus 10 at the Cleveland Browns with a total of 47.
My inclination would be that the Steelers absolutely blow out the Browns. You know, especially while we're recording this podcast, I see the news that Johnny Manziel is now in the concussion protocol. I don't know how that happened. He's being evaluated as of 13 minutes ago. It's 12:11 p.m. Eastern time for a possible concussion. But the Chiefs actually, I mean, the Browns actually played the Chiefs pretty tough. So it gives me a little bit of trepidation. 10 points is just too much for me to lay, given the Browns played against the Chiefs, even though I think Pittsburgh is going to beat the Browns by two scores.
Yeah, I would have liked Pittsburgh more if a win got them into the playoffs instead of a possibility. Of course, the Jets have to fall down in Buffalo for them to make it. And because of that uncertainty, I don't like teams laying 10 and scoreboard watching. I would lean to Cleveland, but I pass.
Steve, the Kansas City Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites to the Oakland Raiders. The total there, 43.5.
If there's one team I know I've got a nice positive record this year, it would be more positive if it wasn't for Oakland. That's true every year. I just don't pick Oakland games correct. I'll lean Kansas City.
Yeah, man, the Chiefs just, they're a little beat up right now. They don't really have much to gain by playing their guys in this one. I think they're, you know, pretty much locked into, you know, the five. Although I guess technically if they lose and the Jets win, they wouldn't get it. I like the Chiefs, though, to beat the Raiders. I don't like the way Derek Carr is playing right now. So I'll put one unit on the Chiefs laying the 6.5.
Ross, the Indianapolis Colts are hosting the Tennessee Titans, -6, and the total is off the board.
Yeah, well, we don't even know who the quarterback is for the Colts at this point. Last I saw, Hasselbeck was doubtful. If I knew Hasselbeck was going to play, I would go ahead and lay the points with the Colts because the Titans have decided that the season was over. They were a no-show against the Texans, but I can't do that if the quarterback might be Steven Morris, who they just got off the Eagles practice squad.
Exactly. So Indianapolis has no quarterback, and Tennessee wants to lose the game and has incentive to get the number one draft pick. That's a tough nut to crack. Better games to wager, I pass.
Steve, the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Washington Redskins. Dallas -3. Again, total off the board.
Sure, and you got to wonder. I know that Washington wraps up the division. It's been just a completely disappointing year for Dallas all the way around. I would only look towards Dallas, but I'll pass the game.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is this one off the board, Steve? Do you know?
I do not.
I mean, Dez Bryant was just put on IR, but that wouldn't be the reason for the holdup. He probably wasn't going to play anyway. It's interesting. The Redskins are 3-point underdogs, so they are really pricing in that the Redskins are not going to play their players. I mean, someone must know that, Steve.
Well, I wouldn't play the players. It's pretty much when you wrap up a division title and you don't have anything to play for as far as seeding, that's a pretty much a no-brainer that you should go ahead and rest everybody. I think that they will rest everybody. I think this line might close even north of 3.
All right, next up, the Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears. Bears -1 with a total of 46. Steve, I think you're up.
Yeah, Detroit, I'm surprised. I thought that they were going to mail it in when they started badly, and then I thought that they would mail it in after their when they lost to the Hail Mary to Rodgers. And they've kept playing, you know, very good football, but Detroit historically has been so bad on the road. I was going to lean to Detroit, and then the more I thought about it with that historically bad road record, and I'm sure not very good weather in Chicago, I'm going to pass.
I'm going to put a unit on the Lions. I just like where the Lions are right now. I like the way they're playing. The Bears just put Alshon Jeffrey on IR. Not that he had been playing well or playing for them. He'd been injured last week anyway, but I like the Lions right now. I think they're going to win the game straight up. You give me a point, I'll take it. Lions, one unit.
Ross, the Eagles at the Giants, New York -3, 51.5 points.
How funny is it that the loser of this play the Rams in London next year in week 7, because that's how the NFL scheduled one of the London games, was a St. Louis Rams home game against the NFC East team that, you know, finishes in the same spot in their respective divisions. I don't know what to do in this game. Do the Eagles get a boost after firing Chip Kelly, or do the Giants come out and play hard for Tom Coughlin? I have no idea. I'm passing this game.
Yeah, I think I was already the Giants off the embarrassing effort, an extra day of prep time to back the Giants here, hopefully laying three. And then when a team fires their coach, there's one thing in sports, hockey, baseball, football. It does not matter. You fire a coach, you can love him, you can hate him. It doesn't matter. The players usually respond in the next game. You saw what Miami did when they got rid of Philbin, and they played two great games. I would lean to the Eagles because of that, but I pass.
Steve, the Green Bay Packers are at home on Sunday night, -3 against the Vikings, 45.5 total.
Yeah, and we got to lay 3 minus 20 now. The money's coming in on Green Bay, and I do agree with it. Even though I've got these teams rated pretty equally, the Vikings have had a real nice run, and Green Bay is getting ripped by the media and all around them, and I think they will respond. They're great at home. Aaron Rodgers is great at home, and I don't think Green Bay is any better than Minnesota, but the spot is really much better for Green Bay. One unit on the Packers.
Yeah, I'm going the other way on this. I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings. I think they're the better team. I think they winning the division is more important to them. Green Bay kind of does that every year. I think that Green Bay is really struggling up front on the offensive line. Minnesota takes advantage of that. I'm actually going to put two units on the Vikings getting the 3 points Sunday night.
Ross, the San Diego Chargers, maybe the last time we say the San Diego Chargers, at the Denver Broncos, Denver -9 with a total of 41.
Yeah, I think Denver probably wins by about 10 points. I guess I would lean their direction if I had to. They're not that high scoring of a bunch, though. I will pass.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Denver gets a nice lead, and then they coast into a win. I'm going to lay 6.5 in the first half. I know Osweiler and company played well in the second half against the Bengals, but they've been doing terrible in the second halves of games before that. I just want to lay the 6.5 in the first half, get the win, and Denver may well coast here when they get up double digits. One unit first half, Denver.
Steve, the St. Louis Rams -3.5 at the 49ers. A low total of 37.5.
Right. So the Rams are left for dead at 4-8, and they somehow, like Beck Weathers stumbling off Everest after sleeping out all night long, they come out alive 7-8 with a chance to salvage their season at 8-8. Should be a good spot for San Francisco, you would think, last home game after a terrible season, that maybe they show up. I did want to ask you about that, Ross. If you ever played on a team that was horrible, how the team would react in the final game or games, especially the last home game, would they put in the effort or was it just time to pack the golf clubs? I'm going to pass this game.
Yeah, I was in that situation a couple times, and the answer was not very good. They did not react very well. So I love this spot for St. Louis. I'm putting two units on the Rams. They're on a roll. They want to finish 8-8. Nobody does 8-8 like Jeff Fisher every year. Lock it in, 8-8. This is the game they need to win their Super Bowl of getting 8-8 for the 37th consecutive Jeff Fisher season. The Niners have pretty much given up on the year. I'm also putting one unit on the total. 37.5 is ridiculous. I mean, I know 2017 might be that kind of game, but I'm going to go two units with the Rams laying 3.5 and one unit on the over.
All right, Ross, our final game is the Seattle Seahawks at the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona -6.5 and our total 47.5.
I don't really like this game because I don't really know how Seattle's going to play it. They don't really have a lot to gain. I guess theoretically if they were to lose and Minnesota, then Minnesota loses, maybe then they can get the 5. So you have to look at it again. But at any rate, you know what? Maybe they do really want the 5 seed that bad. It's just a weird game for two teams that I think want to win, but they're not really positioning for much. I guess Arizona can win home field advantage if Carolina loses, which I don't envision happening. I'm just staying away from this one.
Yeah, and I agree that although there's incentive for both sides, Arizona probably has more incentive, and that's why the line is steamed up, because they see that it would be so important to get the 1 seed versus the 2 seed if by some miracle Carolina lost to Tampa Bay. And I think it's very nebulous for Seattle to say, well, we'd rather play against Washington than to play against the Packers, even though we're not sure we're going to play the Packers because Minnesota might wind up winning that division. You add it all up, I kind of like the under. I'm going to put two units on the under 47 with both teams with questionable motivation. They want to just keep their guys healthy, and that means if I were them, I'd hand the ball off an awful lot and get out of this game in a healthy mode, two units under 47.
Ooh, I like that, Steve. I like your thought there. I'm going to put one unit on the under, mainly so we can hear this one more time in the regular season.
The best bet.
Yes, that was a good thought. I should have thought of that for more of these games, to run the ball, get out of there without any more injuries. That's a very good point. One unit on the under as well. And that'll do it for the regular season of the Even Money Podcast. But we're not going anywhere. We'll be all over the playoffs, taking you guys all the way to the Super Bowl here on the Even Money Podcast. Of course, we always appreciate anything you do to help support the podcast, whether that's checking out the sponsors at rostucker.com, which you can do right now, or hit us up the Amazon banner ad, PayPal, and help, or just spread the word via social media. He's at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. Bry is at RTF Podcast. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.